Thank you for calling. How can I help?
Hello. Is this place, do you do ghost writing for people?
Absolutely, yes, we do.
Say that again.
Sure, absolutely, yes. We take care of ghost writing for our clients.
Yeah, I would like it. Maybe my life story would be interesting enough. You could probably tell whether it was or not.
Sure. Please go ahead and tell me about your journey and what sort of autobiography or memoir are you looking for?
I just want my life story told. I was born in 1930.
Oh, wow.
So in a country, in Granville Summit, Pennsylvania. And we didn't have anything, no electricity. We didn't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
Went to a one-room schoolhouse for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we got out early. We were out in April to help farmers plant their crops. Now, is that I can tell you a few more things that we had a battery-operated radio, and Dad would take the battery out of the car to bring in the house and play the radio, and then in the morning when he went to work, he'd take the battery out of the radio and put it back in the car. Now, that's just one little instance. I can go on, you know, there's a lot of them. It'd probably be interesting to a lot of people that don't know how it was in the 30s.
It sure is interesting because people want to read more about the early century to where, you know, where life was simple without any technology, and how people used to live there is something which does excite people these days too. So we will be glad to help you out with the ghostwriting program, okay? How we work is that, let me explain you the entire process, how ghostwriting is being practiced here, and then you can let me know if you want to proceed further or not, okay?
Yes.
Perfect.
I'm kind of hard to hear. I don't get every word that you say.
Well, let me repeat for you slowly, okay?
Yeah.
Sure. So what I said, people do like to read more about how life used to be back then, where there was no technology, life used to be simple, kids used to play outdoor games instead of indoor activities like how it is done these days. You know what I mean? And
Yes. Exactly,
we want to read how people used to live their lives back then, and this story would actually be a best fit. Let me explain you how we follow ghostwriting here in our company and how it is practiced. And if it sounds good to you, we can continue further, and I'll help you to place an order, okay?
You place an order before it's written? Don't you have somebody come to your house and listen?
What I mean is that I will help you to get you connected with the writer who will help you to write the book. I mean, he will write the book, and he will go ahead and ask about, you know, he will ask you about your journey so that he can write the book according to your journey. That's what I meant.
Oh, I'll tell you, and then you write it. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Well, that's all right with me. And then you take a cut of the book. Is that if it sells?
Can you come again? You're breaking up.
Do you take a cut of how much the book sells? Part of the sales, or how is it paid?
Okay.
How do I pay you?
Okay. We don't keep any percentage out of your book sales. No, that's wrong because it's your journey. You're the author. There's no point of sharing percentage with us. What we do is that we just charge the one-time fee up front to get the job done, and that's about it.
Oh, I see. And how much would that be?
$1,500.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Quite a lot for me.
Don't worry. I can get you senior citizen, the discount.
Yeah.
That's fine if it's out of your budget, because I understand people like you are on Social Security income, and it's hard
exactly.
for them.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you're
so I
exactly
get it.
Exactly right.
Exactly. So I can understand, and I can help you here. How much can you afford at this time? Can you stretch your budget to $900?
I really don't want to do it that way. Mm-hmm. I want to give you a big part of the sales of the book. I really do.
Well, that's actually
Is
wrong.
There anybody you know that would mm-hmm. do that?
Well, I'm not aware of any company who does that, because we are strictly not allowed by the platforms to charge any percentage from the royalties that the author generates. However, if $900 is something which you cannot afford, what you can do is that you can go for a payment plan. You can start by paying $400, get yourself on board, and pay the remaining slowly and gradually as soon as the project completes. You can do that.
I see how you work.
Yep.
Okay, well, I found out, I learned something just now, and it's worth a call if you learn something.
Yes.
And I'd rather have somebody come to the house and record everything, and then they pick out the best parts of it or whatever that they think's most interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's a lot of them. So you go to a one-room schoolhouse for 8 years, and you learn a lot. You learn more than you do in the big high schools. I went to the middle, the 8th grade, Troy High School. That's a big, it's compared to Granville Summit, it's a big town.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably only 2,000 people in Troy. But anyway, we were way ahead of that. Annabelle Greeno taught all of us 8 grades. And we were way ahead of the 8th grade in Troy when I got there. There was only 2 of us in the class.
Yeah.
And
exactly. And that's exactly why we here exist, to get your story maximized and, reached out to as many people as possible. You understand what I mean? So for that, we help our clients write the book. We will send you a form to fill out in which you will let us know what basis we have to cover, actually, okay? According to basis, we will come up with an outline draft, a chapter for your review. As soon as you approve first chapter, then we will proceed with second chapter. As soon as you approve second chapter, we'll proceed with third chapter. It's going to be a back and forth process, which is at least going to, going to take 4 to 5 months to get completed. Because we need to ensure that the quality is top notch. So again, what I can do is that I can offer you a payment plan. You can start with $400, and after 6 months, once your project is completed, you can pay the remaining $500. In this way, you will have enough time to clear the dues and save up.
Well, I don't think you're making enough. At $900, you aren't making much. I wouldn't think. Seems like a book ought to be bring in quite a lot of money from the 30s. No electricity.
Hmm.
We didn't have anything.
No, your book will be then published on platforms like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and then once it's published, our authors can make easily up to $3,000 on a monthly basis.
Yeah, and we milk cows. I didn't. I was too small, but Dad had 10 or 12 cows,
mm-hmm.
and he milked them by hand. One man can milk about 10, 12 cows,
mm-hmm.
and we'd take the milk to the milk station, and then they'd test it for bacteria. And if it had too much bacteria, they'd give it back to you, and they'd take it, you'd take it to the creamery, and then they'd make butter out of it. And things like that, nobody knows about. He worked on the WPA. I don't. You probably don't know what the WPA is.
Yep.
It's a Works Progress Administration. FDR put it in to create jobs. And we got $18 a week for it. He'd crack stone on the road with a stone hammer. They didn't have crushed stones in those days. You had to make them yourself. A man on a road with a stone hammer would break the stone up in small enough pieces so they could make a macadam road out of it. And the average day's work was 100 linear feet for each man. Yeah, and that's the way these dirt roads got got covered with macadam. I don't know. You want somebody I can talk to straight to, and they take down information and come back and they want more or less or whatever they want. And
of course.
We were in the northeast, so it's cold. And we had one time the teacher wouldn't let us out of the school, one-room school. Right, our kids would suffocate, and kids would suffocate. And the snow was so high, so she had to got the neighbor with a team of horses, and we jumped on the hay wagon. He delivered us around to our houses because she's afraid us kids would get suffocated. Things like that you never hear of today. I wonder if, and we didn't have water in the schoolhouse. School board didn't have enough money. That old pitcher pump out in front of the schoolhouse, but didn't work, and they didn't have enough money to fix it in the 30s. And so we had to walk on the older kids in the 7th and 8th grade, got a broom handle, walked to the neighbor's house, pump a pail of water, bring it back to the school, and we'd slop half up and out. Time you got back to the school, it was flopped all over. It was about half a pail. And I think they all drank from the same dipper. Everybody in the school, maybe one or two kids, had one of these cups that folds down and folds together. But most of them, I think, just drank from the same dipper, to dip it in the pail, drink it, and then the next kid would dip it in the pail, dip it, and things like that nobody knows about today. And of course, I think it's interesting. It interests my family because I'm 92, probably won't be around too much longer, and my kids think it's hilarious. they can't believe it. But I don't know who to contact to get them to write it. My doctor had a guy. He's a teacher at Notre Dame High School here. She asked him about it. He didn't want to do it or something, some reason, so I don't know. Where you go to get somebody to do it. Well, that's my story.
Of course.
Think there's something there?
Your story
passes around.
Yeah. The way you're telling me your story makes a lot of sense, and all the calls are recorded. That means Your story will be recorded through us by the writer. We'll conduct interview sessions with you where you will be speaking about yourself, how you've been through and how you lived your life. And that's how we are going to write the book for you. You don't have to record the sessions yourself. All the calls are going to be recorded by my writer after taking your consent. That's how we are going to work with you. Now, the question is, are you ready to get started by paying $400?
No.
You're not.
I don't have it.
You don't have it. That's completely all right. What I can do is that, let me talk with my team.
I'll tell you where I live. If you want to, do you have any ghost riders in the Elmira area? Elmira, New York. I live in near Elmira. Now, if you think it's interesting enough to send somebody here,
Anyone to your address. First thing. Second thing. What I can do is that let me talk with my team and check the possibility of taking something from the royalties. Let me talk with them, and I'll call you right back. How about that?
Okay, it's 13 Beckwith Road, Pine City, New York.
Let me
and
talk.
And I want the phone number.
I have the phone number here.
607-732. 4959.
Good. That's good. I have your number here. I'll call you right back. Let me talk with my team, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Lovely. Thank you. You have a good one. Take care.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.